It's my pleasure to introduce Esther from Hungary, who will be speaking on a recovery home, page 64. Thank you, Esther. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Judith, and thanks, everyone. I'm very, very grateful to be here. My name is Esther, and I'm from Hungary. I'm a food addict, and I'm a chaos creator, and I'm an addicted to my own thinking and my own ways, and to a self that is not God's dream about me, I think. And I'm just very, very grateful to be here and to have found BBA. And before I start my share, I would love to invite God into this and remind myself that this is not me who is doing any of what I'm going to share with you. It's none of my working. It's all God's work in me. And I ask you, God, to please help me set aside everything that I think I know about you, about your relationship with me, about the 12 steps, but especially about this part of the book and how it manifests in my own life in all the different levels of recovery, so that I can have an open mind. And with that open mind, find new experiences about you and my relationship with you. Please help me see the truth. Amen. Anytime I'm asked to do a share, I go through a phase of worried rumination about what to talk about. And then I always come to, the best thing for me to share about is the reality where I am now, because I think that's the most authentic. And what I'm about to share is my reality now. And God has been just bringing all the thoughts and inspiration and guidance about this topic to my life, both in my spirit but also in my physical surroundings, so that he is making it easier for me to share about that, I think. And actually, when I was thinking about the topic, I knew the topic before I found the relevant part in the book to this, but that was again very, very easy to find it. And my topic, it came to me, is going to be a recovering home. Because in my recovery, I've been in recovery for 3 years now. And first, it started with the food. And when God took the food away from me, then he led me on this spiritual journey. And he showed me a much deeper hunger for the relationship with him, the spiritual hunger that, and that became the main path to walk on. And then another manifestation of that was chaos creating, and I did the step work in that too. And I feel that page 64, starting on at the bottom of page 63, I will read it very soon. It's just if I take the liberty to translate that and transform that, transcribe that into the physical level, into the home environment level, into the actual living circumstances where I am, and somehow bring that aspect or bring that lens into my very physical everyday household life, it has just opened up a very new layer again in recovery and what recovery means for me. And it's very interesting because I think I'm quite a spiritual person and also a very intellectual woman. And for me, sometimes it's very difficult to come down to earth and into reality and translate these very high elevated thoughts and principles and beautiful ideas into the everyday practicalities. And I think I have been suffering from that because I do have practicalities in my own life. I have three kids, all teenagers or young adult. I have a husband, I have a dog, I have a cat. I have a big house and a big garden to look after. And I am, you know, I live my life in many different roles. So there are many, many practicalities where I would need some more skills, practical skills. But oftentimes I find myself living in the dream world. It's much easier for me. And I think I know some reasons for that, escapism, etc. So anyway, what I would like to start off with is at the bottom of page 63, where it says it's right after step three, going into step four, and it says, next, we launched out on a course of vigorous action, the first step of which is a personal house cleaning. And before the meeting, I read this again and I just started laughing out loud. Oh my goodness, a personal house cleaning. This is exactly what I'm doing right now. Because, and maybe just one more piece of information why I chose this topic. Maybe it was a year ago or many months ago when I was at a BBA meeting and somebody, a fellow, shared. It was not the lead share, but it was somebody else's share. And she was talking about amendments and making amendments toward, and her realization how much she neglected her home and her environment, and how important she found to make amendments towards her own home. And it just stayed with me, this idea, and I found it so beautiful. But I think at that time I didn't fully understand what she meant. And also I think I created a huge expectation towards myself that this is what you should do. And I know that wherever should pops up, you know, I need to be suspicious about that. But this idea just stuck with me and it has been with me ever since. But I think I just wasn't ready for that. And my high expectations towards myself to be good enough or perfect enough or perfect, or I don't know whatever that means, but a woman, a mother, a wife, a housekeeper, and the burden of that just didn't allow me. And also the victim and martyr role that I have been carrying, especially before recovery, but even since I have been in recovery, it's been a journey to face these roles that I have been playing, assigning to myself. So this has been a challenge for me to arrive to the gentle and true self interpretation of this kind of relationship with my own home, a recovered relationship with my own home, with my circumstances, with my environment, and how I handle this and how I treat this. And this idea of making amendments to my own home has been bugging me. And I think now it is the time for me, after the food recovery has happened, after I've, you know, entered the world of being in recovery and chaos creating. And now this is the time for the physical part, the personal house cleaning. So for a few weeks now, I have been guided by God, I'm convinced of that, to really step into this work, which is extremely tiring, very demanding, overwhelming, and at the same time, exciting. And in many ways, I have been seeing so many parallels between the food recovery, between the chaos creating work, and between this very physical work that I have been doing around my house. This step four work, I think, the inventory work that I have been doing around my house. And then on page 64, it's going on. Yes, and it says, which many of us had never attempted. Well, this is not true for me because just as with the diets and the food programs and the different food plans and all that before recovery, I had attempted a lot of different things. I wouldn't say I had tried every method, but I had tried a lot of things. And it's the same for my housekeeping, you know, issue. I have tried a lot of things many times with some great enthusiasm. And then since it kept building up all the stuff and not a regular declutterer as I was, all the attempts failed. So after a while, I just gave up, and the shame and the guilt and the self-hatred about it just grew in me. And I don't think that I was aware of it for many, many years, but now I think I can see that more and more clearly. So it's not true that I had never attempted, bringing recovery into my home or trying to set my house in order or things like that, but it was never successful, just as with the food and just as with other parts of my life where chaos was very typical. And then he says, though our decision was a vital and crucial step, it could have little permanent effect unless at once followed by a strenuous effort to face and to be rid of the things in ourselves and in my environment which had been blocking us, blocking me. And this is again very, very important for me. And I read it and I hear it with a very different ear now that I'm thinking about my own home as a home in recovery. And it is a vital and crucial step to make this strenuous effort in my home to face and to be rid of all the things that have been blocking me. And now I can see that very, very clearly that all the objects, all the material, all the stuff is just the same as the food or as other, manifestations of chaos that I have been using to avoid presence, to avoid being in an empty space or in a free space or in a bigger space. Because I was just so full of fear of what I would find there and who I would find there and what would happen to me there. So I really love this part, and I love it in a different way now that I have loved it before when I was doing this work with the food and also when I was doing this work with the chaos creating. And then I would like to just skip a few sentences and come to the next paragraph where it says this was step four. And then I have changed some of the wording so that it is more about my own situation. So a home or a household which takes no regular inventory usually goes broke. And if I read it like this, it makes me, tear up because I have just not done that. And it is just so obvious reading this how essential it is for my own sanity and sobriety to do this regularly. Taking a household inventory is a fact-finding and fact-facing process. And I have always loved this sentence, but this time I changed this. I changed the word fact with the word stuff because that's what is the most tangible and visible thing around me. So this household inventory is a stuff finding and a stuff facing process. And this is what I have been doing. So facing all the stuff, finding all the stuff that, is not even visible. If I look around the house, maybe you would say, it's not too bad. But if you look into the cupboards and go down to the cellar and up to the attic, oh my goodness. So I really need to ask God to make, to bring courage into my heart to be able to face. And I can tell you, it's not easy. It's not easy to face all the, little baby clothes and the toys and the, I don't know how many kitchen gadgets and half pairs of shoes. And maybe we have more than 100 half sock pairs. I don't know. I haven't counted. I'm just not counting. I'm just throwing everything out. So stuff finding and stuff facing process. It is an effort to discover the truth about the stuff in the household. And it is an effort that I am dedicated to do and to make every day. And, I would like to see the truth, and I would like God to show me the truth about where I am now. Just as I was in my food, and just as I was in step one in my chaos creating work, step work. And then, if I jump a little more to the next paragraph, I did or I do exactly the same thing with my life, with my home. So I am trying to go through this inventory process with my home. And I am taking stock honestly now. And it's really miraculous how many layers of stuff there is in a household. And when I think, okay, now I have decluttered my books. And then the next day,
Interesting.
thank you, Linda. And the next day, I come into my study and with a new eye, and I ask God to give me an open heart so that I can have a new experience with really what are the books that represent me, and what are the things that I bought, out of my disease or driven by my disease. When I put the food down, actually, book buying is one of my other obsessions, and it is down now, thank God. But I know that this is a comfort thing where I go to. But in this work where I am now, it makes me think, who am I really, and what false self was driving me to, what expectations were driving me to buy the different kinds of books that I bought. And of course, never read. I do read a lot, but I just cannot read at the pace that I am buying books, or I used to buy books. So it's just impossible. So that's another very important layer for me now, thinking about the ideals and the true self and false self. Who am I, as a recovered person, as a person in recovery, a recovered person in the food, and a person in recovery in many other areas in her life? Who am I? And the answer will not come from my own head, but this is God who will show me and reveal to me who He wants me to be, and He will be the one who puts the ideal in my heart, and also the ideal of the home that He wants me to live in and flourish, I think. Okay, and then in the third paragraph, there was also a little part which I found really, really important, that it says in the third sentence, from it stem all forms of spiritual disease, for I have been not only mentally and physically ill, but I have been spiritually sick. And when the spiritual malady is overcome, I shall straighten out mentally and physically. And as I have been meditating, it's just so interesting that the disease starts on the physical and mental level. At least that's where I sensed it in the food. And then also when the food was down, in the mental world of mine, in the chaos that has been present in my head. And the spiritual malady was being revealed throughout this work, but that was kind of the last big revelation. But when I go into recovery, spirituality and spiritual connection, conscious connection with my God, with my higher power, needs to be the foundation on which anything else can be built. And the anything else contains my physical recovery, which right now does not mean for me my recovery in my food. But for me, the physical means the actual physical environment where I live, for which I feel a certain kind of responsibility, and which is my present, which is my home, which is my safe place, or which I would like to be my safe place. And not only for me, but also for my children and my husband and our family that has healed so much in this process of recovery. That I couldn't have imagined before. So I think this is what I would like to end with, that I'm just so grateful to God that He had brought me here. And I've been talking about this with Linda. What a fine line it is for me, a perfectionist, to differentiate between these expectations towards myself to create, a beautiful home, and how different it is when it comes from God and the invitation comes from Him, and also the guidance and the help and support comes from Him, and the energy comes from Him, to create the kind of home that He would like me and us to live in as a household, as a home in recovery. So I think that's a nice line to end. Thank you so much for listening to me. And I'm really, really curious about your experiences about a recovering home. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow, what a great angle to come from. Oh my gosh, I so appreciate you bringing that to us. Let me go ahead and stop the recording.